Martha's Vineyard, an island off Massachusetts that conjures up ideas of affluence, leisure, and well-being. But the locals know something different. They live in quiet knowledge of the island's stories, history, and families that no visitor could ever know. They know how the other half lives and where they live. They know where the spirits hang their sheets. We like to call it East Ghost Stories.
I got this incredible adrenaline rush, this energy just wave come over me, and heard quite distinctly the words, "Get out." And I took the advice. I was like, yep, I'm done.
Not all ghosts are as handsome as the clay-spinning Patrick Swayze, nor can ghosts be eliminated by simply hiring a couple of busters.
It was just a clear message, just boom, get out. And I wasn't messing with it. I believed it.
I spoke to another regular named Bear. He plays harmonica, sings in a local band, and drinks Jack and Coke. One night, while having dinner with friends at the old James Cagney estate, Bear made a big boo-boo when he challenged the ghost of Cagney to appear. Suddenly, the front door flew open, but it didn't end there for Bear.
5 seconds later, a sconce light that's on the wall, the only way you can turn it on is at the bottom of the light. The light just goes click, comes on. And then we all went, ooh, that's my ghost story.
Were you scared at all?
No, I was drinking.
Yeah.
None of the burly locals was scared of ghosts, but everyone I spoke to had a quiet respect. John the Bouncer has lived on the vineyard for 30 years. He could have been a model for Abercrombie and Fitch, but instead covered himself from the neck down with tattoos. Before the island was colonized, he told me Indians lived here for thousands of years.
I think there's a lot of spirits here. For one thing, this place is pretty old. Before the Wampanoags, there was archaic Indians here. They lived here for 5,000 years because this was a magic place, you know.
Dr. Richard Kimball's eternal quest to find the one-armed man could have ended right at the Daggett House. George, an employee of the 340-year-old hotel, has been haunted by the same long-haired, one-armed ghost for over 9 years. He had been working at the Daggett House for less than a month when he was sent to get something from the attic.
And I stepped into the room, and I just stepped into the room, and I 4 feet away from me was a man. The man standing there, and I didn't move. I just kept looking at the window. Maybe the sun is doing something. Something's going on, and maybe it's me. So I just stood there, and I kept staring, and he kept staring, and I thought, there is a man standing there. There is no question about it. So I didn't move, and he kept looking, and we both were staring at each other. And I don't know if a minute went by or a day, but all of a sudden, an aura of white lights appeared around him, very bright, like Christmas tree twinkling lights, very bright. I looked away. I couldn't look. So I looked this way, and then they started to twinkle down and shut themselves off, and they just kind of disappeared, and when they did, he was gone with them. So I stood there and I took what I had to take and I ran back down here and I didn't say anything for 3 months.
So what really is a ghost? Ghost hunter and founder of New England Paranormal, Steve Gonzalez, says the most common theory is a presence that's in limbo.
A ghost, an actual ghost would be a person that has passed away and has decided to come back for various reasons, or has not been able to leave this world for various reasons.
But there are different kinds of ghosts and spirits. Steve told me about the ones you don't want to run into on a dark and stormy night.
The scariest would definitely be a demonic or a diabolical haunting, where you think of demons and devils and things like that. Those are definitely the scariest. Second from that would be what we call an inhuman haunting, which is never a living person, just bad energy or evil spirits that were never once living. Second from that would be probably a poltergeist.
And what type of inhuman hauntings, what do they do?
Inhuman, they're the ones that move things around, maybe pinch you. People do claim being scratched and smacked and bit and pushed around. They're the really bad ones.
And what about poltergeists?
Poltergeists, they're kind of do the same thing, but they seem to be a little more childish, a little more mischievous. They'll do things like move objects and, hide keys on you and maybe pull your hair here and there. They're kind of like little kids playing games. That's really what a poltergeist is.
Now, let me ask you this. Has any of those inhuman things pinched you before?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Fortunately, I've never been pinched, but I have been pushed and had things yanked out of my hands and all kinds of nasty stuff. They're no fun.
Maybe these ghosts are just like us. They need to feel important. And maybe the ghost of Hamlet's father was right when he said, "Remember me." Isn't that what we all really want? In Martha's Vineyard, I'm Susie Jessup, reporting for 89.9 KCRW.